should be definitely my hobby.
If it's the worst comes to worst, I just cry about my phone. I throw my phone. If this doesn't work, then I throw my phone out of the...
Why throw your phone when you can throw yourself off the buildings?
Because I'm worth more than my phone.
No, you're worthless.
Worthless wisdom.
And that is the start of the...
That's our intro.
End of the world.
That's the end of the world?
Doomsdays, yeah.
What do you think the end of the world will look like?
James Charles make himself... clone himself. He cloned himself.
James Charles
and they over the world.
Himself. Okay. Should we just jump into it?
I just spent all my creative energy on
his
James
creative
Charles.
Energy just got sapped. But who are we?
James.
Sisters. Okay. We are sisters. My goodness. Who are you?
Who am I? I'm Cal. I'm somebody that had a past that I'm somebody that was a degenerate, and now I'm on this path of growth, of grounding myself in principles, on developing my character and trying to spread positive messages and just inspire people to do the same. How about you?
Who are you? Okay. That was a very, I say, inspirational, hit me in my heart, you know, like heart, yeah. Good answer.
I hit him physically later. Abusive friendship.
Not sure about that. But for my introduction, I'm just gonna leave it as I'm Josiah and I am 18.
Hi Josiah, that's 18.
Yes.
And so 18-year-old Josiah, who are we collectively?
We are, I guess, can we say that we are worthless wisdom? Are we worthless wisdom?
We are the show.
We are the show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we are worthless wisdom. We can say that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
So, we are just two dudes, you know, on the path, trying to maximize our potential.
Maximize our potential.
By being for real. Yes. What does being for real mean though?
So, as two dudes that is making this style of content, what we try for essentially is just we want to be developing ourselves and grounding ourselves in principles, in basically having strong character traits that serve us. So along the way, we want to just document this journey of developing our character and hope that people like you, the audiences that is interested, just pick things up yourself, and we all have fun along the way. We all enjoy this process of learning, of sharing.
Fun. That is fun. A key word. We want to have fun.
Yeah. No point being too serious all the time. Be lighthearted. Yeah.
Learning doesn't have to be, you know, torturous or boring. Like,
despite what your teachers tell you and what you experience throughout your life.
Yes. So, what can you guys expect from us?
What can the audience actually expect from us? I guess one of our core philosophies is being liquid, being like water. So, there's no one set of robust, concrete rules or expectations that you should actually expect. It's more of a more general, like, as we are improving, you're able to receive different versions of us, different perspectives. And that itself, plus our promise of delivering our best selves to you and our commitment to fuel the desire to want to constantly improve ourselves, of being the best version of ourselves.
Yeah, very like Kaizen-esque. So yeah. Continuous improvement. Our podcast will be ever improving, ever evolving.
Yeah. And knowing, being transparent with our intentions, we hope that you are able to grow alongside us. So, why are we starting this podcast?
I would say we've always wanted to start our own podcast, right?
We do. I do, actually, a lot. And I think there's no better time to do this than now. It's like with the advent of people adopting content consumption, and just long-form content making its way to long-form content being more mainstream. I guess we can always do what we want and normalize spreading information, synthesizing information, and learning about things while educating people and ourselves, our future selves, our past selves.
Yeah, so sort of documenting our journey, you know, our learning, anything that we are interested in authentically, you know. And yeah, there is no better time than now. There is like a global need for, I guess, or desire or want for like education, yeah.
And in an authentic manner, not being someone that we are not and advocating for that. So we want everyone to be their best selves instead of trying to be another persona. Because if you are deviating from who you truly are, you tend to, whatever respect or admiration that you get, it's not really you. It's just a persona they put up. So what we are starting this is to show that it is possible for us to be improving, to be the best version of ourselves without compromising on authenticity. Being for real, being just us.
Just us.
Yeah.
Another reason why we are starting this is because we want to improve our articulation, you know. As you can tell, we're not the best at speaking per se. So yeah, this is the really one of the better ways to practice the skill of speaking on camera. And yeah, we should improve a lot or gradually.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed.
I think it's a promise. We promise to get better so that you know. The improvement by the end. Is there an end? That's a good question.
Let's not.
No end in sight.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're just being us, and as along the journey, we promise you that if you are doing something different, it's for the benefit of not just ourselves, but you as the audience.
Now, why Worthless Wisdom? Why the name?
Why Worthless Wisdom? I mean, this name, just by hearing it for the first time, you would think that it's interesting already because of the juxtaposition, because of the irony. Worthless and wisdom. So, I'm sure many of the audience would like to know what inspired this idea, what actually contributed to the coming out of this name, Worthless Wisdom.
Well, if you do want to know the brainstorming process for the name, it was really just come up with as many names as we could, and then it was find one that we want to go for, obviously, and none of them really scratched the itch in my mind like this one, Worthless Wisdom. There's alliteration, so you know the starting sound or the letter is similar, Worthless Wisdom, and it rolls off the tongue, so I like how it sounds. Kel,
I do like it. And you know, if we have like so much value to give, we want more of you to click. So psychologically, it makes sense for you to pay more attention to a name that is like this. So it's for you. Worthless Wisdom is all for you.
Yeah, we created it with you in mind, of course.
Okay, so after coming up with the name Worthless Wisdom, I'm sure that we find different ways to affirm that this is the right choice. So can you give an example of such affirmation?
I mean, okay, like obviously went around, you know, split testing the name, like
we did,
talking to some friends, and the feedback was, what we expected, like Worthless Wisdom, why would you name it that? But I found this passage from the Apology of Plato, the Apology of Socrates by Plato. So I think it perfectly encapsulates like why the name and like us. Yes.
And we want you to really pay attention, and we'll try to slow it down for you, so that I know quotes are not easy to digest from the first time of hearing it. So take your time. No rush, yeah.
For my hearers always imagine that I myself possess the wisdom which I find wanting in others. But the truth is, O men of Athens, that God only is wise. And by his answer, he intends to show that the wisdom of men is worth little or nothing. He's not speaking of Socrates. He's only using my name by way of illustration. As if he said, O men, he is the wisest, who, like Socrates, knows that his wisdom is in truth worth nothing.
His wisdom is in truth worth nothing.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, that really encapsulated the whole idea of worthless wisdom, the whole coming out of it. And now we are executing this vision that we have of spreading the wisdom that is ironically worthless, but it will help you. It will serve you greatly.
Mm-hmm. So with that, I think that is the end of our first little introduction video. Guys cheesing. Anyway, I think viewers want to know when they can expect to see episodes.
Definitely one promise that we have made to ourselves and to the audience that
now we are making to you, yes.
Now we are making to you is to make this a weekly thing. And I think weekly, at the same time, you're able to hear more from us.
Yeah, make it part of your routine. Like, it can be like, I don't know, in the car or like
when on you're the eating.
Bus chilling. Yeah, mukbang, we may do a mukbang.
Yes, Emma, we'll do everything.
These are ideas, we'll do everything, yes. Yeah. Ever evolving, yes. So,
be like water.
That's it.
All right, that's it.
See you for the first episode. When?
The first episode will be tomorrow. So stay tuned.
See you.